The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Now, the big concern for many people travelling over the next couple of weeks is flight disruption at Aer Lingus. So let's find out, is there any potential white smoke? And if there isn't, how much disruption could there be? Owen Corry, travel journalist, is on the line. Owen, many people are heading away next week, and they're going to be heading away not just on Wednesday with the day of industrial action that's planned, the work to rule, but in the days following it. How nervous are you that we're going to see several days of disruption?
Good afternoon, Ian. No white smoke, no prospect of white smoke. And we are just getting out of the way in, and we're, you know, in the process of clambering into the ring with this pay dispute between IALPA and Aer Lingus. What IALPA have said is they're not going on strike, but the disruption that they can cause by not going on strike is becoming apparent to everybody. That means that if pilots aren't checking in on their rosters and a plane goes tech or a pilot goes out of hours, they may not be able to be replaced. Aer Lingus have a few days now to put the contingency plans together. The first developments on that, the website information is we're going to be contacting our passengers directly. That means they may be looking at rescheduling flights, but remember, no reason to fret. You're going to be able to travel to where you're supposed to go. And I do think that while IALPA have done all the running on this, the pilots' trade union has done all the running on this so far, I think Aer Lingus are now going to be moving in with contingency plans.
Well, they already have, and we've just had a statement in the last couple of minutes, so I don't know if you had a chance to scan it yet, but Aer Lingus saying they have now assessed the impact of IALPA's industrial action. They say 10 to 20% of our flights on the first 5 days of industrial action. That is just going to really hurt lots of people. What is it, 40,000 passengers per day?
That's it, 44,000 passengers at peak. And we're that climbs a little bit end of July. That's when it absolutely peaks. What they'll be looking at is how they will divert and reschedule the 8,000. They're not abandoning them. If people want money back, it's there for them. But it's a matter of calling in resources from elsewhere in IAG and also using potentially rival airlines to transport their passengers, which would be a big change from the industrial dispute environment we've seen in Ireland in the past.
Would there be enough seats on flights elsewhere, either on British Airways or some of the other airlines in the IAG group, or even on Ryanair or some of the other airlines?
It's very tight. It is really tight. What airlines have all the time is a couple of aircraft on the ground. Some do more than others. They have contingency plans. The difference between a major airline and a smaller one is that if one aircraft goes tech, they always have a crew and an aircraft ready to move in. They've learned over the years this happens, thunderstorms in summer, snow in winter, that sort of thing happens. So IAG will have a certain body of flights and aircraft that will be ready. Certainly won't be enough to cope with the scale of the passengers' disruption that Aer Lingus have mentioned in their statement. But there are other alternatives facing Aer Lingus. What I was waiting to see, would there be preemptive cancellations? We've seen that in the past, tactical cancellations, when they get served with something which is uncertain disruption. That's what we're dealing with a work to rule. Airlines in the past have responded by just cancelling flights and forcing the union's hand. There was no plans for that, but that's what we saw Alan Joyce do in Qantas, very famous.
10 to 20% of flights is a huge number at this time of year. Obviously,
it's 8,000, up to 8,000 passengers a day.
Up to 8,000 per day. But how will we know who's going to be affected? How will Aer Lingus decide which routes to run and which not to?
I would expect they'd protect certain routes. But by the way, very important, Aer Lingus Regional is not affected at all because the pilots have already signed the deal there. Okay. Look, the route.
Okay, we're just having a little bit of difficulty there with Owen Corey's line. We'll dial him back up in a moment, but I am just going to repeat to you that statement that came in from Aer Lingus, and they're saying they have now assessed the impact of IALPA's industrial action commencing on the 26th of June, and they say that therefore, in order to protect as many services as possible from the impact of industrial action, they have taken the step of cancelling between 10 and 20% of all our flights on the first 5 days of industrial actions. These cancellations will be implemented over the course of the next couple of days. Implementing these cancellations isn't to enable us to protect as many services as possible for our customers. The details of those cancellations will be communicated to impact customers over the next couple of days. And they go on to say that Aer Lingus is also announcing it will be offering a number of options to customers who may be impacted by planned industrial action. Owen, this is going to cause all sorts of compensation claims by people out there. What are people entitled to if Aer Lingus cancels your flight within the next couple of days, if you get that text message that you are one of the 10 to 20% of flights affected?
First up, you're entitled to your money back, or you're entitled to be transported to wherever you're supposed to go, not an airport near it. You're supposed to land exactly where you're going. Now, the compensation situation has evolved considerably. Listeners will probably be familiar with the customer red legislation at EU level since 2004, EU 261. That initially ruled out strike action, but case law across Europe in recent years has reinterpreted it that airlines are responsible for paying compensation should there be a strike action. Interesting references on the Aer Lingus website that if your flight cancellation is more than 7 days, you may be entitled to compensation. They don't say specifically you will be. The EU legislation, which is loosely worded enough on what exceptional circumstances are, that says 14 days. That's why IALPA, the trade union, said we're not going to serve more than 7 days' notice. It's going to be a moot point. It's effectively the weaponization of EU 261, that you'll punish Aer Lingus, first of all, by losing the flights, and then they'll have to compensate passengers. But I wonder, are Aer Lingus going to contest that in this case, considering that IALPA went through the arbitration process and then rejected the independent arbitrators, not just the Aer Lingus offer in the first place?
Can you hazard a guess as to which flights they will prioritise?
They will prioritise the key transatlantic routes. They'll prioritise Heathrow, Aer Lingus Regional. The flights to Birmingham, Manchester, places like that are not affected. It's a separate pilot agreement with Emirates Airways, which has already been signed. They will also look at places that they've lots of frequencies, and if they've got six or seven flights on the same day, it's easier to take two flights off that than one destination that you've only four flights a week.
And will this impact all of the airports in Ireland, not just Dublin, but Cork and Shannon?
It will impact everywhere Aer Lingus fly, and the knock-on effect, and let's not forget, this is what Aer Lingus are doing to minimise the impact. The knock-on effect of the work to rule can affect any of the places Aer Lingus is based, though not Manchester, because it's confined to the island of Ireland. They have two of their aircraft, 330s, based in Manchester at the moment. We had a very dramatic the situation in Cork today when the Amsterdam flight, which is very important for connectivity, was cancelled. That means that's the sort of drama we'll be looking at in the coming days.
Okay, Owen Corey, travel journalist and commentator, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.